Hello, you articulate, authoritative, and engaging speaker. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Welcome back.
Today, we're tackling one of the most widespread fears across the globe, stage fright. Whether you're speaking to a small group or a large audience, everyone at some point has experienced this, and it can be very, very nerve-wracking. Stage fright, or performance anxiety, aka glossophobia, it stems from our fear of judgment or failure in front of others. But with the right strategies, it's definitely something you can overcome. Let's dive into five key practices that can transform your public speaking experience. Knowing your material inside out is the foundation of authority and confidence. Here's how you can prepare your material. Dedicate your time to thoroughly organize and understand your material. Real authority comes from knowledge. You can't fake it. You either know what you're talking about or you don't. And knowing your material will do 99% of the job for you. Go in without that and you risk feeling underprepared and overwhelmed, as your authority won't be there, so neither will your self-confidence. Practice your speech multiple times, as many times as you can, until you feel comfortable with the content. Remember, familiarity breeds confidence. You'll find at first that you're going to go on forever and you're going to be waffling. But over time, with practice, you're going to be able to shorten this down to smaller, more neat and concise sound bites that you have control over. Next! Visit your venue ahead of time. Practice your speech on the actual stage or in a similar setting. Use any props or technology that you'll be working with during your speech. This familiarity will reduce surprises and increase your comfort level. Rehearsed, practiced, knowledgeable, all great, but everyone experiences nerves. And when you do, you want to be able to let them go, not become a debilitating part of your performance. Before and during your speech, employ deep breathing exercises. So I've done this before and I'm going to do it again. What we're going to do is take our hands, turn them in like this onto the top of our thighs, breathe in and hum very gently. Relax the belly. Keep the knees unlocked. Just leaning. You'd have to put all your weight on there. You can hold some, but it's good if it takes the weight. The idea is that each time you breathe out and hum, you elongate the time you're able to hum for, and you're going to try and get longer and longer and longer. Because the release of air and how you control that is less of a tense control and more of a not completely letting go, not letting it all out, like a sigh. That's it all gone in one go, but you want to produce the amount of in-breaths you're taking by elongating the time you are breathing out for. It seriously reduces anxiety doing this. And also, thanks to the humming, it warms up your voice. Our fourth strategy, the mind is a powerful tool. Visualize your success. Imagine delivering your speech confidently. Envision the audience's positive reactions. Feel the satisfaction of a job well done. Positive visualization can shift your mindset from fear to anticipation of success and help you achieve that success. Focus on the message to your audience. It's easy to get caught up in how the audience is perceiving you. Do this instead. Concentrate on the importance of what you're sharing. Remember the value that your message holds for your listeners. Engage with your material genuinely and your audience will connect with it. Integrating these practices into your preparation and execution of public speaking will dramatically reduce your stage fright and help boost your self-confidence. Honed over time with practice and patience, before you know it, you can step onto that stage with confidence, knowing you are equipped to conquer your fears and captivate your audience. Thank you for joining me today. If you have found these strategies useful, then like, share, and subscribe for more tips on how to speak with clarity, confidence, and ease. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And until the next time, look after your voice. And I believe it wouldn't hurt to have the extra room.